You want to turn in the Bible this evening to Ephesians chapter 6. Ephesians chapter 6. We'll begin reading at verse 10. The Bible says, "Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on a breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, and above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints." Amen. As we look at this tonight, I'd like to preach for just a little while on fighting the battle of faith. Fighting the battle of faith. That good fight of faith, amen, is what makes the difference. And the Bible says that we can't do it without the Lord. He said, "But finally, my brother," he said, "be strong in the Lord." If we're going to have any strength tonight, we're going to have to get it from the Lord. Amen. We have no strength within ourselves. Our flesh is weak. Amen. You say, "Well, preacher, I'm not weak, I'm strong." He said, "Look at me, I'm a man, I'm strong." You may be strong, but praise God, let a little cold virus come around and you'll see how wimpy you really are. Right. Amen. Right. Your wife can tell more on you than you can. Amen. When we get sick, we get down, we get wimpy. We'll say we're all that, praise God, till we get a little cold. Amen. We'll get a little sniffle. Amen. And then we whine and moan and complain. Amen. But if we're going to have any strength, praise God, in this light air we live, we're going to have it in the Lord. The Lord's going to have to be our power. He's going to have to be our strength. Because He said we can have strength. He said, "Be strong in the Lord." That's the only way we'll have strength tonight. Strength enough to stand against the wiles of the devil, against this old flesh in which we live. I'd say every time, praise God, this flesh that I live in gives me more trouble than anything I know. Your flesh gives you more trouble than anything you'll know. It's not the people you know that you communicate with. It's your flesh that bothers you. It's your flesh that takes you places you oughtn't to go. It's your flesh that calls you to do things you oughtn't to do. But I'm glad that there's a power in God. Amen. A strength in God. And it's the power of His might that takes us where He wants us to go. Amen. I'm not following myself no more. Amen. I'm following the holy and righteous God. Amen. I'm following the one that loved me enough that He gave His only begotten Son for me. That through Him, praise God, I might be saved. Amen. Who's He saving me from? He's saving me from myself. Amen. He's saving me from this old world that we live in. He's saving me, praise God, from that would so easily beset me, that would sidetrack me, that would get me off the path, praise God, that caused me to go in the wrong direction. Amen. But said, God Almighty has the power. You say, "Preacher, how do we get that power?" We dress up right. When we get dressed up right, we're empowered, praise God. What we do, we have to put on the uniform of a child of God. Amen. We have to dress up and put on the uniform. Without the uniform, praise God, number one, nobody will know that you're a soldier till you put on the uniform. These fellas, this is Veterans Day. We're celebrating Veterans Day. Amen. It's November the 11th. It's today. I know the government will celebrate it tomorrow, but we're celebrating it today. And these men that fought, these men that served our nation, I want to salute you tonight. Thank you for your service. Yeah. Amen. But say, when they come home in their civilian attire, pray God, nobody knew they was a soldier. But when they was wearing their uniform, praise God, and they're wearing it proudly, praise God, everybody knew who they were. I want to say it's time that we dressed up, that we put on the uniform. Amen. So that everybody sees us. Those children, those mamas, those daddies, those mammas, those papas, those little ones, praise God, that's running around the house. They see mama and daddy. They see mama and papa. They see those folks around, those brothers and sisters, praise God, in the uniform. They see them wearing it proudly for the glory of God. Amen. It's time we put on the uniform. Brother Bill, it's time we wear it proudly for the glory of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said in verse 11, said, we put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. He said that whole armor, that defense system that we need. You know what happened to you? You know why people get sick? Because our defense system gets weak. Amen. Their defenses get weak, their immune system drops down, and we get sick. Amen. But if we've got the whole armor, praise God, it's a defense system against those things that was infiltrate us. It's against those things that keep us, praise God, keep us safe and sound in the arms of God. That's what we need today, praise God. We don't need what the world, the junk that the world's got. We don't need the entertainment that the world got. We don't need the help that the world's got, praise God. We need what God's got. Amen. And when we put that whole armor on, praise God, we'll be satisfied. We'll be protected. Amen. We'll be in a place, in a position where God can begin to do for us what He'd like to do. We realize that when we're dressed right, when we have that whole armor of God, praise the Lord, that we'll, He said, then you'll be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. We'll be able to stand against his tactics. You know, the devil's got tactics that he uses against us. He tries to discourage us and dissuade us and try to pull us away from the truth. Amen. Why does he do that? Because he knows that the truth will make you free. And when you're free in the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, you're free indeed. But the devil don't want you to have no freedom. The devil don't want you to have no peace, no joy, no happiness in your life, praise God. He wants to keep you beat down. And then he can lead you off into some other promise that's fruitless. Amen. He can lead you off in another direction that'll take you further away than you wanted to go. And he'll keep you longer than you wanted to stay. And he'll not give you no way to get back. But I'm glad there's a God of heaven that loves us. I'm glad there's a God of heaven that'll take us under him. He'll keep us. He'll pull us. He'll draw us unto himself. But he said we had to put on that whole armor of God. To get the power of God, put on the armor of God. He said, why do we do that? Because he said, who we're contending against. We're contending against, he said, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Amen. We're not living in an hour of sin. We're living in an hour of wickedness. It's all over this world. We're living in an hour when the devil, the demons of hell are infiltrating our lives and our churches and our homes and our families and destroying everything he touches. You can't sit here and say, preacher, I don't believe that, because every one of us is living in it. Every one of us is seeing what the devils are doing in the day and hour we live, and we're giving up our flesh to him. We're giving up our lives to him, our families to him, our homes to him, and he's defeating us. He's bringing us down. He's beating us low. But there's a God in heaven, praise God. He said if we'll dress up right, he'll give us the power to overcome. We're living in a world that's chaotic. I've never seen so much chaos in my life. But I got to studying a little bit on the wars and the things that's happened in our history. And you know what? It's a sad thing that we tend to continue to commit the same things over and over again. We never learn from our mistakes. You know, common sense, people would learn from your mistakes. Now we're living in a world when they're taking away all of our statues and all of our monuments. And you know what they're going to do? They're going to cause us to forget where we come from. They're going to cause us to forget what we've been through. And we'll repeat it all over again. Amen. Who's the author of all this? The devil. The demon of hell. He knows his days are numbered. He knows his last hours is at hand. And he's trying his best to destroy the church. He's trying to best destroy the family, the home, and a nation. But I'm glad there's a God that's greater than the devil. Chaos! Amen? That Latin word for is in ordo ab chao. It's order out of chaos. Have you ever heard that? We've been hearing that here lately. Order out of chaos. And what the devil doing, he's bringing chaos all over this world. He's building up. He's making it look bigger than it really is. So that people would begin to cry and demand, praise God, that they'd demand order. Amen. We've got to have some kind of order. But you know what happens when we demand order? In order to have one. Amen. When we demand order, we lose our liberty. Amen. Hey, somebody come along, he'll give us order. But they say, well, if you're gonna, we're going to do this, but you've got to give up this. And you've got to give up that. And you've got to give up this other thing. And the next thing you know, we're standing hopeless and helpless before the world. Amen. When there's a God of heaven, amen, that makes things different. What does it do? It allows the devil to gain control. The devil's trying to gain control of everything this world has. Amen. He's a prince in power in this present world. And he's trying to gain absolute control. Amen. He'd like to gain control of your life. He'd like to gain control of my life. He'd like to dictate to us who we are and what we do. He'd like to tell you, they're talking about giving all of our children free education. Amen. They're talking about giving our children, giving all of our people, putting everybody on Medicare. In order to do that, they got to take some away from Brother Bill. And in order to that, they'll have to take some away from Brother John. Because you got to spread it out. It'll be thinner, but everybody will have it. Amen. And it creates chaos. It's what the devil does. He creates chaos. How does he do it? How does the devil gain control? Praise God. By having chaos. Amen. The biggest thing that the devil uses to cause chaos? He begins to cast doubt on the Word of God. He begins to get us to question what we even believe. Amen. I believe that there's a holy God that's able to do holy things. I believe there's a holy God, praise God, that's able to do all that needs to be done, praise God, for you and I. Amen. I believe it with all my heart. I believe He's able to heal us. I believe He's able to touch us. I believe He's able to save us. I believe He's able to keep us. Amen. By His strong hand. By His outstretched arm, praise God. He is our defender. He is our help. But the Satan wants to gain control by influence. He influences here and influences there. And next thing you know, chaos is roaring. I got to thinking about that, the influence that he has. Now, the devil is not just an influence. Now, we're going someplace. This is going to get better in a minute, but I want you to see that the devil is not just an influence. The devil is a person. Amen. He's the devil. He's Lucifer. He's Satan. He's the devil. Amen. That's who he is. And he's causing influence on the whole world. Amen. Influence. What is influence? I looked that up in the 1828 dictionary. I got the, what is influence? What does influence do? Now, influence as a noun says it's the capacity to affect on the character, the development, or behavior of someone or something, or the effect itself. That's a noun. So it has an effect. The capacity to affect a character, development, a behavior, and on someone or something. Amen. Now, influence as a verb. It says having an influence or an action. A social influence. A social force influencing criminal behavior. Amen. It says to affect and have an impact on. To determine, to guide, to control, to shape, to govern, to decide. Amen. So you see what the devil's doing? The devil's using, praise God, his influence as a noun and as a verb, praise God. He's putting it out there as a noun and he's using it as an action, praise God, to suck us all in. I say tonight, children, beware of the devil. Amen. Beware of the devil. Pay attention because he's wanting to destroy and tear down and tear up. He's the prince and the power of this present world. He said that we're not wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, and against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. He said that's what we're wrestling. That's what the fight, that's where the battle is. Amen. I told you a while back, the fight you have ain't with mom and daddy. The fight you have ain't with your children, ain't with your spouse, ain't with your wife. The fight that we're contending, praise God, is against the devil. Amen. It's against the devil. We realize that we're fighting the devil. We're fighting the demons of hell, that that'll destroy and tear down. But God Almighty says we got a better way. He said the power of God, He said a strong God with the power and a force, praise God, to overcome even our own flesh. He said if we'll just dress up and put on the uniform. Amen. He says, wherefore? He said, because of this wickedness, because of the things that's in this world. He said, wherefore, take unto you. Amen. Now, what does it mean when it says, take unto you? Now, this is elementary. This is right down where we live. He says, take unto you. Amen. In other words, he said, get a hold of it and said, make it yours. Amen. If I come over here and Mia's here and I say, and the Lord says, preacher, take her unto you. This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to take her unto me. Amen. Because that's what God said. Amen. Yeah. So what he says, he said, take unto you, praise God, that whole armor. Take on you, praise God, that whole aspect of Christianity. He said, wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God. He said, take it in, praise God. Take unto you and take it all in. I'm afraid if we ain't careful, we take little parts of it, but we don't dress up in the full uniform. When we dress in the full uniform, praise God, we become mile high and bulletproof. Amen. We become an obstacle for the devil. We become an obstacle for the world. Praise God. They ain't nowhere they can penetrate. They ain't nowhere they can harm us. Yeah. Amen. Because we belong to God. He said, wherefore take unto you the whole armor of God that you may be able to withstand in the evil day. And having done all, what? To stand. Amen. He said, take on that whole armor. I take it to yourself. Amen. Pull it to yourself. Take it. Put it on. Dress up in it. It said, in that evil day. Now, I don't know about you. I've never seen it as wicked as it is right now. Now, I know there was days back in the years, in the 30s and the 40s and back in them time when there was a lot of things going on. They was in these mountains of North Carolina. They was bootleggers and whiskey makers and they was doing their thing trying to make a dollar in a wicked way. But I want to say they was never as wicked in the time that we're living in today. They was never a time when people would molest little children and destroy families and homes and lives like they're doing today. It tears my heart out of frame, praise God, when I see people hurting these little children. Amen. Ain't nothing as wicked as somebody wants to hurt a little child. Amen. But he said, if we take on the whole armor of God, we put the whole thing, take unto ourselves, put it on, praise God. He said that we'll be able to stand, and having done all, praise God, still be standing. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Remember, in other words, we won't have to take a seat to nobody. Amen. We can, having done all, stand, praise God, lift up our head proud and say, to God be the glory. Amen. He said, stand therefore. And what he's saying there, he said, go ahead and just stand. Go ahead and just stand up, praise God. Go ahead and be recognized. He said, therefore stand having your loins girded about with truth. First thing we got to put on, first thing we got to accept, first thing we got to believe is the truth. First thing we have to do is take this as the precious oracles of God, the very Word of God, God-breathed Word of God.
Amen.
Amen. I believe with all my heart this is God-breathed. God pinned her down with the finger of the Holy Ghost of God. He gave it to men who wrote it down as they were moved upon by God. Had a crazy person tell me the other day, well, this is just men's writings. Amen. You ain't going to tell me a man can sit down and write the Bible the way the Bible is, 66 books over a period of 2,000 years, and they fit together just like a glove. It don't happen. You couldn't do it. You couldn't put it together that good. But God Almighty breathed it. He pinned her down. He gave it to us. And he said, if we'll just stand on the truth, stand on what we know, that God is God and He'll always be God, that the Spirit of God is real. He touches real people, praise God, and He makes real changes.
Amen.
Amen. He makes real changes. So he said, stand, praise God. Stand, having your loins girded with truth. And having on the breastplate of righteousness. Whenever we receive the truth, the Word of God, the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. And we believe on that, praise God. And he said, when we have it on the breastplate of righteousness. In other words, he said, that part that protects your heart. That part of it that touches you and makes you where you live. He said that things will begin to get right down inside your heart.
Amen.
Amen. You know what's wrong with most of our people today? You know why sin is so prevalent today? Because people's hearts are messed up.
Yeah.
Amen. They're not right in their heart. We ever get right in your heart, praise God. You ever get right in your heart, things will change around you.
Amen.
You won't be able to be that person that you were. You'll become that person that God would have you to be. Righteous in the eyes of God. So having on that breast, having on the breastplate of righteousness. Amen. He doesn't stop there. He said the rest of our attire. He said, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. He said, you'll have your feet shod. And he said, you'll be shod upon with that gospel, Lord Jesus Christ. That gospel of peace and joy and hope, praise God, that lives alive down in your and in my heart. It's real, praise God. It's something that we should want to share everywhere we go. It's something we should want to tell people about as we lift up the name of Jesus. Tell them, say, let me tell you what Jesus did for me. Having our feet shod with a preparation. I'm afraid what's happening is a lot of folks ain't prepared to take the gospel. Ain't preparing ourselves, praise God. Having our feet shod on with preparation of the gospel. Amen. Putting on the shoes of gospel, the gospel, praise God. Taking it out into the world, being compelled, amen, to tell others about the goodness of God. Amen. And our Savior, Lord Jesus Christ, He said, have your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel. It's a gospel of peace. Amen. That is so contrary to where we're living today. We're living in that world of chaos. It's all around us. Amen. The whole world is looking at us and they say, well, you are weirdos. Why in the world would you meet up there at that church three times a week? Amen. Get up there and shout and cry and praise God. Spit and slobber and carry on like you do. There ain't something wrong with you. Yeah, we got the can't help it. Amen. Praise God. There's a God of heaven. It's surreal. Praise God. He's so surreal in our lives. Amen. He's moving. He's manifesting Himself. And we're alike in it. He's preparing us. Amen. With that gospel of peace. Amen. He's giving us that knowledge that things is going to be okay for you and me. Praise God. We don't have to doubt what God's going to do. Amen. Having our feet shod. But then He says above all. He said the most important part of your outfit, your uniform. He said, above all, taking the shield of faith. Amen. You've got to have that shield of faith. You say, why do you need that? Because He said, the devils, the demons of hell are shooting darts at you. He said, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Amen. He said, you have that a shield of faith, that faith, believing, trusting, and relying on Lord Jesus Christ, knowing what He's able to do in your life. You know what the devil does? The biggest thing the devil uses, Brother Chris, is he'll run through your mind and say, boy, old Scott over, boy, he's just full of God. Boy, he loves the Lord and all good. I just wish what I had what he has. He'll say, boy, you ain't no way you can have what he's got. The devil's a liar. Amen. The devil's a liar and he's a father of lies. Praise God. I want to say everybody in this auditorium this evening, praise God, can be full of the Spirit of God and have a living God living in your heart. Amen. That living, vital God that's moving through this world today that's touching souls everywhere that he goes. But the devil's a saying, well, you can't have that. He's a liar tonight. I want to say, praise God, you can have all of God that you want. Amen. If you want Him more than you want anything else, you know, we have a tendency. If we want something, we'll work to get it. Amen. Amen. Even when I was a kid, praise God, if I wanted a bicycle, praise God, and I found one I liked, I'd go to work. I'd see what I could make. I'd make a nickel here and a quarter there, praise God, till I saved up enough to buy that bicycle. Amen. When I was 6 years old, I decided I wanted a pony. Well, before I was six, I decided I wanted a pony. Amen. So I got me a piggy bank. I got mom to, she bought me a piggy bank. She said, well, if you want a pony, you save you some money. When you get enough money, she said, we'll get you a pony. Man, I got to saving money and I got to filling that thing. Praise God. If I go through the parking lot, I found a penny. Praise God. I didn't walk by it. I said, glory God, pony money. Amen. Glory. And hey, and when I was 6 years old, praise God, Brother John, I saved up the money. Praise God to buy me a pony. Amen. Little old farmer had a little old pony, a little old dapple pony, blonde mane and tail. And I bought him, named Toby. He was just 6 months old when I got him. Amen. But I wasn't much bigger than me. I was little like her. Amen. I saved up that money and that fella come brought my pony down to the house and we unloaded it. And mom said, well, you got to go get the money. Pay the feller. Amen. I had that money in that piggy bank. I went up there, Brother Chris, and got that piggy bank. And pulled it down. It went plumb to the floor. Amen. Nobody come help me. I got that piggy bank. I drug it across the floor. I drug it out on the porch. I drug it down, and I drug it down one step at a time. Amen. That's my money. It was my pony, praise God. And I took that piggy bank, and I finally got it down there at the edge of the yard, and they felt sorry for me. They come down there and got it and carried it down there to the feller. And I don't know how they worked that out. I was 6 years old. I thought, praise God, here it is. Amen. I gave them everything I'd worked for. You know, everything I'd worked for that pony. Amen. So I took that money and gave it to them. That old farmer gave me the pony. Now, I don't know, maybe mom and dad, maybe they wasn't enough in there. Maybe mom and dad made up difference, but I never did know it. But that old farmer took that piggy bank and he put it in his truck. I don't know how much is in it. I have no idea. I know it was full and it wasn't just pennies. Amen. Probably several dollars in there. Amen. But that fellow took that money and he went on down the road and I had me a pony. Amen. I said all that to say this, praise God. If we want something bad enough, we'll be willing to work for it. If we want the touch of God, if we want to live a Christian life, praise God, we'll be willing to work for it. Amen. Nothing comes easy in this world. Amen. But I want to say being a Christian, praise God, is the best thing you could be.
Amen.
Amen. There's nothing better. There's nothing that has the promises that we have. This old world we live in, it's fleeting. You say, well, preacher, I'm young. I'm going to live forever. Praise God. No, you're not. Amen. It's appointed a man wants to die and after that judgment. Where if the Lord tarry coming, he's not going to tarry. When he comes, he's coming. But if he tarries coming, don't come right away. Every one of us may go by the grave. You may be gone by tomorrow. Amen. It don't matter. God's not a respecter person. When your time's up, you're out of here. Amen. How are we going to finish? He said, praise God, and see if we take that shield of faith, praise God, that faith that we need in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can quench all them fiery darts of the devil so that we can finish this course in the right way, in the right manner. We can finish satisfactory to God. Amen. Through faith, believing, amen, that He's there to help us every step of the way. He's promised He'd never leave us nor forsake us. If there's anything we need, He said, you have not because you ask not, and you ask to me upon your own lust. Amen? But He said, if you ask for the right reason, say, Lord God, I need it. Amen? I need you to help me today. And I want you to help me for your glory. Take me from where I am to where you want me to be. God will move upon you, praise God, in such a way. Amen? He'll love you in so many ways. Praise God, you'll have to like one of them. Amen? He'll love you and caress you and draw you and show you, man, and begin to give you that you need to change your life forever. We put our faith in Him. Amen. He said, because wherewith the faith, that shield of faith, you'll be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. But then He said also, part of the uniform, He said, take on the helmet of salvation. Amen. You know what we got to do? He said, that helmet of salvation is important because that protects your head. Ain't that what a helmet does? A good soldier out in the field, he won't be caught without his helmet on. Amen? Because unless it's a direct hit, most of those bullets are made where they'll bounce off that, they'll ricochet off that helmet. Amen? They won't come through, they won't pierce your bony head. And he said, if we'll put on that helmet of salvation, it'll protect your head. What happens in our head? Thoughts and desires. And when we begin to entertain those things, it becomes sin. But he said, if we'll put on that helmet of salvation, praise God, he said, that helmet will protect our head. It'll keep those thoughts from becoming actions. Amen. He'll give us different aspects and different desires. We put on that helmet. It'll protect our head, praise God. He'll give us that wisdom, they need that unction to do right, to act right, to talk right, and to live right. Amen. Praise the Lord. And take on the helmet of salvation. He said, and the sword of the Spirit. Amen. Got to arm yourself with a sword. You say, what is a sword of the Spirit? Say, praise God, it's the Word of God. It's the Spirit of God that's inspired by God. Amen. It's the truth of God that moves the people of God. He said that we should be filled with the Spirit. He said, be not drunk with wine where it's in excess. He said, you need to get off the wine, praise God. He said, be filled with the Spirit. Amen. Said that good stuff from God that'll encourage you and uplift you and take you in the right direction, give you hope and peace, harmony in your lives. He said, the sword of the Spirit. He said, which is the Word of God. Amen. It's His precious Word that speaks to our hearts, that gives us the guidance and the leadership, praise God, that you and I need. He said, well, preacher, I thought the government and our leaders done all that. Yeah, they have. And they about led us off the edge of the cliff. Amen. They about taken us to a place that we should have never went. But I'm glad, praise God, there's a God of heaven that'll bring us back. He'll give us the peace and the hope and the joy and the harmony and the love of God and the love for God that we need to have in our lives. And He'll take our hearts, our families, our homes, and He'll turn them around. Amen. He'll reestablish us in the goodness of God. And He'll do it all for His glory. Amen. It's not to satisfy our old flesh, but praise God, it's for the glory of God that He reaches down and He touches men and women, boys and girls, just like us. He reaches down to where we are. Amen. Praise God, when we begin to realize how the power of a holy God. You say, preacher, how do I get this? How do I get all this armor? How do I get this? How do I get this proper uniform on? How do I get all the components of this uniform? Amen. Like a good soldier, praise God. We serve the Lord in the right perspective, the right attitude, the right mindset, and God begins to dress us up for His glory. He's getting us ready to present to Himself one day. Getting us ready to show to the Father, to present to the Father one day for His glory. And said, we get there by a praying life. And He says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Amen. He said, we get to pray and we get to asking God to help us every day. Amen. That's how we get dressed up right, praise God. We ask God to help us every day. Amen. One day without prayer will make you weak. Amen. One day without prayer will leave your defenses down. But praise God, when we pray every day and ask God to help us, I hope every day you ask God early in the morning, amen, when you get up, say, Lord, please help me today. Amen. And expect Him to. You say, well, preacher, we can't expect anything out of God. Why not? He said, the frequent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. If we get up every morning and pray and say, God, please help me today to be that You have me to be. Lord, don't let me come up short. Amen. You'll finish the day for the glory of God. You'll finish with a praise upon your lips, praise, and uplifting a hand saying, thank You, Lord, for what You've done for me. He said, we bring our supply, our needs, our supplication, our needs. What do you need? What do you need tonight? Tell you what you need tonight. We all need to be dressed up in a uniform. And we need to put on this uniform of God so that we can, having done all, stand for the glory of God. Bringing it through, coming to Him in prayer, supplication, asking Him. He said, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. You know what He's saying there? He said, we need to pray for one another. We need to lift up each other. We need to be praying for each other. Amen. That God would move. God would help us. God would give us that we need, that you and I need, to be an encouragement along the way. Amen. That we could be clothed upon. The Bible says that we would not be found naked in the eyes of God. Amen. That there'd be nothing lacking in your life and mine. I want to finish my course that God's put me on, and I want to finish it for the satisfaction of God. Because my life's short. I don't know how many more years I've got. Amen. I could have a 30 or 40. I could go tomorrow. Amen. But I want to finish well. I want to finish praising my Lord and giving Him the glory. I want to finish my life with the whole attire that God has me to put on. Amen. So I can work for Him and having done all, stand in these last days that we live. Amen. Having on that uniform that'll make me a child of God. So when the world looks at me, when my family looks at me, when my friends look at me, when my wife looks at me, when my granddaughter looks at me, she said, they can say, Papa loves the Lord. Amen. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We was over there preaching today, and I was preaching about being a Christian. And Mia asked Grandma, she said, Grandma said, what's a Christian? And Grandma explained to her, somebody loves the Lord Jesus Christ. And asked me, she said, well, praise God. She said, I'm a Christian. She said, she loved Jesus too. Amen. Ain't it good? Amen. That's the way it ought to be. We ought to love. We ought to be dressed up in uniform enough to word out. Children ask their questions. Say, what are you? They praise God. I'm a Christian. I'm somebody that loves the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting in His death, burial, and His resurrection. But I'm going to say, praise God, He lived and He died and He got up again for you. Amen. So that you don't have to die and die and die, but you can begin to live and live and live for His glory. You say, preacher, how do you do on it? By putting on the uniform. By getting dressed up in God and saying, Lord Jesus, I want to bring glory to Your name. Lord, when You look down on me, I don't want You to see this old man that I am, but I want You to see Christ Jesus, my Savior, as He reflects on me. Amen. That's our hope tonight. That's the promise that we have. And we're trusting in the Lord. That's the armor. That's the uniform that God says, I want you to wear.